Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. How many times in your life have you gone looking for something? Maybe you work at a job all week and then go looking for your paycheck in the mailbox. Maybe you get up each morning to go find a cold glass of milk in the fridge. Have you ever went and searched for items that were buried underground with a metal detector? Think about all the numerous ships that are sunk on the ocean floor that are filled with things that people go looking for. To seek is to go searching for something or to try to find and obtain it. We all go looking in life for something that we really don't need, don't we? We're carnal, and yet God is divine. We seek after stupid stuff that doesn't really help or improve our lives. Many things that I searched after in this life proved completely fruitless and unimportant. God's word is different. You know, a lot of hunters up here in Minnesota, they'll climb up in a cold tree stand each fall in search of a nice buck. Others spend many weeks bear baiting their bait stations in order to catch a big black bear. What are you diligently seeking after? Let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." How diligently do you seek after something? Have you ever lost your wallet and spent the afternoon looking for it? Luke 15:8, "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it?" God wants us to go seeking after him. He wants to reward our efforts as well. Look at Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God wants to reward us, but it requires a diligent heart. And having diligence is having or showing care and conscientiousness in one's work or duties. And it's a constant effort to accomplish something and being attentive and persistent in a goal. It requires willpower, flexibility, strength of character, determination, and a desire to succeed at all costs. Look at Deuteronomy 4:29. It says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." I've always taught my family that God is a rewarder, and a reward is to make a gift of something to someone in recognition of their service, their efforts, or achievements. A reward is something given or received in return or recompense for service, merit, hardship, etc. When we seek him, we show him how much we love him, and he repays that. Proverbs 8:17, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." To seek is to search for something or try to find or obtain something. Whatever you go looking for with a diligent heart, you'll find it. It just comes down to what you're looking after. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." We need to seek after Jesus. God is divine and immortal love, and the more we seek him, the more love we'll be filled up with. All of us need more love, and you'll find it in Christ our Lord when we go looking for him. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually." God's love for this world is absolutely incredible, sending his precious only begotten son to die and suffer for our sinful condition. In the Lord Jesus is mercy, it's forgiveness, and grace to cover our sins. Forgiveness is waiting. We just need to seek him. Lamentations 3:25 says, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him." Isaiah 55:6-7, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Here's a passage about a man who had a seeking heart. He was a sinner, you know, obviously like the Apostle Paul was, but he understood the treasures of God's grace. Look at Luke 18, verses 10 through 14. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. The seeking heart of the publican was rewarded by God with forgiveness. When you understand that we're all sinful in the eyes of God, you can be forgiven by him. Jeremiah 29, verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Seeking is rewarded by God. Look at Psalms 119, verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. James 4, verse 8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. God doesn't leave those who seek him. Psalms 40, verse 16 says, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Psalms 119, verse 2 says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. And Psalms 9, verse 10 says, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So let's think about that for right now. And we can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. You can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose you can find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then. Bye-bye, everybody.